If you think that this country has got problems with immigration, you really should take a look at what is going on in Lebanon. Refugees fleeing the four-year-long civil war in Syria are overwhelming the tiny coastal nation next door. As many as one in four people living in Lebanon are now Syrians. It's amazing. It's a huge number to arrive in a very short space of time. Now, imagine if the UK was like Lebanon. How would we be affected if our population went up almost 40% in 4 years? Imagine. Well, our reporter Tim Johns has taken a look.
Since the war in Syria began 4 years ago, the UK has taken in around 100 refugees from the country. Lebanon, on the other hand, is now home to more than 1 million Syrian refugees.
If I could go back to Syria in safety, then I would. Of course the Lebanese need jobs, but I have to look after myself.
It's like the entire populations of Edinburgh and Glasgow both suddenly moving to Lebanon.
In many ways, Lebanon is in a very unenviable position.
Daniel Govran is from Oxfam.
It has an obligation to host those that are fleeing the conflict in Syria and has been extraordinarily generous over the last years in doing so. The numbers are massive.
The numbers really are. Massive. Imagine it another way around. Imagine the pressure such a vast volume of refugees would place on the UK. The Lebanese government says the total number of people who have fled there from Syria is around 1.6 million. And those Syrians now account for as many as one in four people in Lebanon. Well, there are 64 million people in the UK. Imagine 21 million more arrived tomorrow as refugees. They would now account for around one in four of our fellow citizens. Net migration to Britain was 260,000 last year. It would take another 80 years of that to reach 21 million. Imagine if London ballooned so that one in four of its residents were refugees. It would need to find the space for the equivalent of the populations of Sheffield, Liverpool, Cardiff, Plymouth, Belfast, Hull and Derby combined. Imagine what would happen in Bristol. If you put all of the city's new refugees onto double-decker buses, you would need 1,500 vehicles. Imagine if the country grew by the size of the entire population of Australia.